Merrimack wins at Brown by the score of 3-2. Nick Peters with us, the award of the game tonight. And Nick, first of all, you guys, it seems like over this stretch here, first of all, fourth win in a row is the longest win streak of the season. But over this stretch here, one of the things I think I've noticed is that they've all been close games. You know, you guys have had find a way to win in the third period, or, you know, if it's a close game, break a tie, whatever it is. What do you feel like, you know, what's different, if anything, what's changed here that's allowed you guys to be able to, you know, find ways to win these games in the third period now?
I think everything's our approach. Our will to win has taken a step in the right direction compared to the beginning of the season. And from a player standpoint, it is so exciting and fun to see. And you see some of your best friends and teammates obviously going out there and going to war for each other. And I think it's the brotherhood that has honestly given us the next step in our game. And our willingness to do the little things like block shots, chip pucks, the details within the game have taken a huge step. And it's kudos to the coach. I think he's taken a different approach, and it's been beneficial towards us. Like he said in a couple of his interviews, this might be one of the youngest teams he's ever coached. And I think he's learning how to accept that and go from there. And I think our effort and the way he approaches practices and the belief he puts in everyone who goes out on the ice, like from a outsider's point of view, you look at it and he sees – You'll see he rolls four lines. Yeah. And that just goes to show like the depth our team has and the trust he puts in each and every guy out there. So I think from that standpoint, it's extraordinary, and I think we're slowly but surely starting to build a championship culture. And it's just you got to take it day by day, and I think within the next couple weeks, we're going to keep our pedal on the gas, and it's going to be a cutthroat mentality. You know, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there, and you got to show up every night. And, yeah.
You mentioned the approach. Has the approach changed in any way, either your guys' approach or, you know, coaching staff or what have you? Because you guys had what, seven, I think, games earlier in the season, you know, in the first half, seven games that you guys didn't win, and they were all close games in the third period. Now you've had these last four games, same situation, but you're winning these games.
Yeah, and I think it's our approach. It goes right to that, the details, because we were in those games, and I think it was the little nicks and crannies, or little alleyways that we haven't pursued that we're pursuing now that's helping us get to the next level and finding that extra inch. And I think it comes down to inches at the end of the day, and I think we've taken a huge stride in that. And you think about it, if we were to take those inches at the beginning of the season too, we would have a lot of wins under our belt and only a couple losses, and I think that's what we're striving for. And in my opinion, come towards the end of the season, we're going to be a scary team to face.
How much of it is dealing with adversity, maybe in a, you know, I don't know, for lack of a better term, more mature way or whatever, you know, as the season's gone along? Because, you know, no hockey game is going to be 60 minutes. It's going to go your way all 60 minutes. You know, there's ebb and flow. There's ups and downs, whatever. You guys faced one just a minute into the game, you know, giving up the goal. But then it was how you responded to that, I thought, the rest of the first period. Like your coach said, you know, might have been actually your best period of the night.
Yeah, I completely agree. I thought we reeled it in. We didn't get too high, too low. And at the beginning of the year, if we were to get scored on in the first minute or so of the game, we might have shut down a little bit. And it might have taken us a period to get back into it. And I felt like that's where we let the gates open for the other team. And I think we're slowly starting to figure out that it's going to take more than one goal to win the game. And I think our calmness and our approach towards the game has taken a step, like I said earlier. And I think the maturity level of the guys who are out there has really taken a step up. So I think it starts with both the captains. Like, for instance, tonight we saw number 29 block a huge shot that could have, you know, if that went through, that could have went in the back of the net. And I think those are the things, like, for the younger kids and for myself included, you look up to those standards, and you want to bleed those standards for your brothers next to you, because you see someone else doing that, it's contagious, you know, and it's precisely leading by example. And I think we've got a couple really, really good leaders. All four of our leaders are phenomenal, and I think we've got a lot of good followers too. And it can't just be four captains like we have. We need a lot of good followers, and it's a lot of credit to the guys around them who are watching that and implementing and showing that in their game and playing hard and playing gritty and finding a way to win. And that's I think our biggest advantage with this second half going forward. I think our will to win is extraordinary. Our resolve for the game is extraordinary. And I'm just couldn't be more excited to see where this team ends up in a couple months. You know, it's at the end of February is where we're really going to see what we're made of. And I think every night's going to be a testament to that.
want to ask you about the game-winning goal, but first of all, big goal that you guys scored late in the first period. Your line, one of the hardest working shifts of the night, paid off in a goal by Justin Gill.
Yeah, and that's kudos to Gill for just throwing it to the net. You know, you never know what's going to happen, right? That's the game. And I think Kung's did a great job getting to the net, getting in front of the net. I felt like that's something our team can do a little bit better at, is getting in front of the net. And that's just a little detail we got to fix. And it's not a hard fix. It's a complete controllable. And yeah, I got to give a lot of credit to Gill and Hoskins for, you know, working really hard tonight. I think Gill, he was working through a little injury in his leg, and I felt like he really kind of broke free tonight and led by example. You know, he's a really, really good follower. He was trying his hardest, and, you know, when other players see that, they're going to want to go and give it their all as well. So,
And then the third period. Tie game there. You guys go on the power play. You didn't have a lot of power play chances. Power play overall has been pretty good this year. Not a lot of chances tonight, though. First one didn't go too well. Yep. Second one went better. You were able to score the goal. What went better, first of all, in the second power play? And then, you know, your goal looked like you had an angle at a pretty good shot, and you took it.
Yeah. You know, the puck kind of just came in my stick in the slot, and I took a step to the middle, and I felt like I had the shot, and I took it. And fortunately, it went in, and I got to give a lot of credit to Cranny coming down the wall, making a play to Hoskins, who originally tried shooting it. It got blocked, and it came right to me. And, you know, I think the difference between that is our will to go and win, because that's the difference. You know, special teams are the difference. Our PK was excellent tonight, and you know, we were able to capitalize off a really good power play chance, and that's where you win games. And I think it's the ability to stick with it, not get too high, too low, don't get frustrated, just stay an even keel, knowing that you're going to get your chances, and you just got to bear down when you do.
Looking at what you've been able to do, first 10 goals on the team this year, I think it was Wayne Gretzky said you miss 100% of the shots you don't take, right? And I know your coach was saying you know, wants to see you shoot more. It's obviously paying off this year.
Yeah, exactly. I spent a lot of time this summer shooting in my garage. I got a really nice setup. That's kudos to my parents. So, but, you know, I think it. I can't take all the credit there. I got to give it to my teammates. I'm not able to shoot those pucks without them. So.
All right, thanks a lot, Nick. Appreciate it. War of the game. Congratulations, and I'll see you at Holy Cross.
Thank you. Take it to them.